The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Boy, look at the house. Looks a bit different than it did last night. Flowers all over.
Oh, hi, dear. Well, I thought I'd better pretty it up a bit since we're prepared tonight for everybody.
Oh, it's in the paper tonight. Did you see it?
No, we didn't even bring it in.
Yeah,
Andy, it's in the paper.
Yeah, I picked one up downtown. Hey, just a sec, just a second. Yeah, even a picture.
A picture of what?
Yeah, or the living room, fireplace, the whole page of pictures here. Some of the other houses on the trip. Here we are, too.
What's in the paper? Come here, come and see.
Here, come. Oh. Garden Club conducts annual two-day house tour.
Yeah.
Money raised by admission. Support children's summer camp. Open to the public yesterday and today. The tour includes some of the city's lovelier new homes.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yes, you have one of the city's lovelier new homes.
There's a picture of it. I didn't even recognize our living room.
Oh,
what a terrible shot. It looks like nothing.
Well, honey, it's black and white. You know, it doesn't show the color.
Well, why would somebody take a picture of that corner with a bookcase instead of the lovely fireplace or even our picture window with a view?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Now, don't complain. I think it's very nice.
You know how many people trailed through here last night? 235 people.
No.
Yes, 235 people. An exceptionally good turnout considering the rainy weather. More are expected tonight.
Oh, man.
They started to arrive. There's the first car.
Uh-oh.
Something nobody needs is a bad sunburn, and on top of it, a mess of insect bites. If you wander into the woods to get out of the sun, don't blunder into either poison ivy or a hornet's nest. Smart summertimers are learning to carry along insect repellents as well as the usual road map, compass, atlas, and native guide. In your summer quest for all the best, a good time is doubtful when you're a bug's mouthful. CBS Radio reminds you it takes a plan to have the summer fun you can, a plan perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters at the ballpark.
Friends, I was out there pitching tonight. I couldn't even finish the first inning. Oh, there's flies, mosquitoes, and that. I was a bit silly. Oh, I'm going to quit baseball unless I can use Bridgeport Bug Bomb.
Fans, for a bug-free summer, use Bridgeport Bug Bomb, the all-purpose bomb for flying and crawling bugs. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray. Remember,
use Bridgeport Bug Bomb and get rid of them bugs, or don't pitch no more.
But honestly, when Aunt Effie said they'd started to arrive and there's the first car, and here it's only 6 o'clock.
No. Well, I thought I'd better arrive early tonight. I'm afraid I failed you last night, having car trouble and getting here after the people had started coming. We do like to have a member of the garden club at each house on the tour to take a little of the responsibility off the host.
Well, I'm afraid there's not much to do when people start arriving. The house is suddenly so filled up anyhow.
I know. But I should have been here. And the truth is, I should have called you the day before to discuss it.
Well, it certainly would have helped if you could have seen the way we looked when the first people arrived last night.
You didn't remember the tour started last night?
No, I'm afraid not, but that was my fault. I had it marked on the calendar. June 2nd, house tour, 2 days. But I didn't rip off the month of May, so I hadn't noticed the June date.
Oh, my heavens. And at 6:30, we were eating dinner.
Mrs. Corbett, we were not only eating dinner, but we all had on our gardening clothes. We were filthy dirty.
Oh, not filthy, dear.
Filthy dirty? I didn't even have any shoes on when I went to the door. They were muddy, and I left them in the back entry.
Well, I'm sure things will go smoothly tonight.
And Mrs. Corbett, I did bake a large batch of my icebox cookies today, and I thought we'd serve those.
Yes, we had nothing last night, and Aunt Effie and I thought we should have had something.
Yeah. Oh, my, no. It's not necessary at all to serve any
food.
Well, is it all right? I mean, I also made a wonderful fruit punch. I thought I'd put on a dining room table with just paper cups. Mm. It was all I could think of to serve a lot of people, you know.
Oh, well, it wasn't necessary at all. But since you've already made the things, I think it's just lovely, and I'm sure people will appreciate it.
Well, dear, I think you ought to tell Mrs. Corbett something about our house.
Oh, yes, yes. I do like to tell people the interesting features.
Yes, well, you'll notice the floors and the paneling and the ceiling beam, all the original black walnut floors taken from a house near Boston, built in 1728.
I inherited them from a cousin.
Yes, and if you'll notice the fireplace, or rather the mantelpiece. Yes.
We all went to Boston a year ago, Mrs. Corbett. They took me along.
Yes.
Oh, how nice. It must have been a lovely trip.
The mantelpiece
just a lovely trip.
The mantelpiece, which you will notice is beautifully carved in wood, Mrs. Corbett, a gift from our builder, Mr. Dibble, that was carved by Simeon Skillings. He's a wood carver back in the days of Paul Revere.
Oh, how thrilling.
Uh-oh. On your mark. Get set, girls. The tour has begun.
And you notice the floor, beams, and paneling are all black walnut taken from a house built in 1728. Now, also notice a fireplace carved in Paul Revere's day. There are homemade icebox cookies and fruit punch in the dining room. Please help yourselves. Good evening. There are icebox cookies and fruit punch in the dining room.
Hi, dear. What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm just milling with the crowd.
Honestly, I don't seem to know anybody, do you?
No, well, I guess everybody we do know has seen the house, so why should they go on the tour, huh?
I think I'll go upstairs. Honestly, some people are so nosy. They're even opening our closets and looking inside.
Good evening.
Good evening. My, I love these tours, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yes, yes.
Do you know whose house this is? I don't have my glasses, and I can't read the names on the list here.
Oh, yes, yes, Piper. Matter of fact,
Piper? I never heard of them at all. Well, I must say the house is nice, but why people spend money to build a nice new house and then put in it something like that hideous old wood-carved mantelpiece is beyond me. It just ruins the living room, don't you think?
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I heard someone say it was rather an antique.
Well, I don't believe in things just because they're old, and especially when they're hideous. I think it's a form of snobbery, don't you?
Well,
I suppose it takes all kinds of people to make a world. Well, I think I'll try to find my husband and go on to the next house. Herbert! I've got cookies and fruit punch in the dining room.
Aunt Effie, I'm going to step out onto the porch. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants me,
all right,
I'll...
Yeah.
Oh, good evening. A little warm in there.
Warm? It's like the black hole of Calcutta. You think they keep the front door open with a mob like that?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I think the front door is open.
Well, I guess you had the same idea I had, huh? Get out here and get a breather.
Yes, I guess.
Boy, I hate getting involved with mobs of people like this, don't you? You never know anybody.
No, well, I guess it doesn't really matter much.
Did your wife drag you to this thing, too?
My wife? Well, no, not exactly.
No, mine didn't exactly either. She said, I'll meet you there. By gosh, can't even find her. Oh, by the way, do you know what they're serving for refreshments? Something called icebox cookies. And heaven knows what the punch is. Apricot juice, I think that's a new one.
Well, look here.
I think you're getting the wifely high, Simon, boy. And I guess I'd better see if I can find my wife, if I don't suffocate. Boy, why do people build houses without any decent ventilation? And if they do, why fill it with a crowd of people, huh? Boy, I tell you, I've been to parties in my time.
Who was that?
I don't know. Some guy who wonders why he came, and so do I. Golly, the things people will say to you when they don't know who you are.
I know. One woman said to me, look at that bedroom paper. Why would anyone pick that?
No.
I was so mad I didn't say anything to
her. Oh, there you are. What's Somebody it? Seems to be locked in the upstairs bathroom.
Oh. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The Roman numerals MM stand for 2000. In plain English, they're the alliterative initials of a bearded man about popular music heard Sundays in these parts, Mitch Miller. No hermit he. Mitch keeps company every weekend with the elite of show business. A list of recent casts would compile a who's who of radio, stage, screen, and nightlife. Glamorous screen beauties discuss their private goals, their current successes or headaches. leading men, movie villains, character actors without makeup emerge as real-life personalities through revealing informal and roundtable talk. The backstage stories of the trade, those inevitable boners that plague all performers, facts and fancy about the world's most exciting professions and professionals, are yours to share whenever CBS Radio presents The Mitch Miller Show. Sit in on Mitch's very next Sunday night session. A refreshing group of luminaries will be on hand. There'll be a spot of something hot in Pops by the maestro himself for the occasion. Sunday night, The Mitch Miller Show is variety studded with stars and surprises.
It's over. Thank goodness. They don't stay long at these things, anyhow. I guess we can begin picking up the paper cups, Aunt Effie.
Everybody just seems to love my icebox cookies.
Oh, sure. Well, I better drive over to Eleanor's and bring Betsy and Bobby home.
Wait a minute. Listen, I think we have one left over.
One what? Cookie?
One guest. Somebody's walking around upstairs in the hall.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, somebody up there?
Yes. Looking for my wife.
Oh, it's you. Haven't you found her yet?
Well, this is without doubt the craziest shindig I was ever at.
What looked like thousands of people packed in like sardines. I walked outside, down to the lake, to smoke one cigarette, and when I get back, everybody's gone. I can't find my wife, and I never even saw George. All these people...
Oh, I suppose your wife went on with the trooper. You see, they only like to allow about 30 minutes, I think, to each house.
Tour?
Now, if you hurry, you
what can... tour?
With Garden Club's annual house tour.
Yes.
Garden Club... House... Look here, where is George?
George who?
What, wasn't this George Kingsley's housewarming cocktail party?
This isn't even George Kingsley's house.
You mean this is your house?
That's right. That's right, Piper is the name.
Haley... Ed Haley, gosh, I certainly apologize. My wife told me 13 Rainbow Lake.
Yeah, that's right. But if Kingsley is that new house, it must be another eighth of a mile around the lake. You see, you probably saw all the cars.
Oh, I just certainly apologize. I just can't tell you. I'll kill her.
Your wife will probably kill you if you don't get to the party.
Well, you must think my barging in like this.
Well, it was open to the public.
Making all those remarks about, the icebox cookies.
Didn't you like them?
Well, it isn't that I... Yes, they were wonderful.
No, wait. You wait. Don't go. I'll get you another icebox cookie. One for the road.
And look, stop apologizing, will you, around here? We wouldn't enjoy ourselves if everything went smoothly. Now, look, I'll tell you how to get to the Kingsleys, and I hope you find George. Now, look.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Margaret Hamilton, Beatrice Pond, Doris Dalton, and George Petrie, and is produced by Walter Hart.